Well, we are reading the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 96. We're reminding you, you can send questions on Kab.tv or Sviva Tava, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
So here we're speaking about Olam HaNikudim, that came out of Nikbei Enayim of Rosh the Sag and expanded below the Tabu of Ak in its Katnut Tor the Parasa and in the Gadlut and Tor the Siyum Siyum Raglin. When it came out on the Reshimot that ascended to Rosh of Sag from below the general Tabu, that Nekudot of Sag got an impression from their contact with Nehi Da'ak. They received Prina Dalet from there, Tzimtzum Bet, and in such a way, those Rashimot, the Olam HaNikudim came out. And Olam HaNikudim in Katnut is a small partsuf that expanded from Nikbe Naim of Rosh Desag on the Rashimot of Bet Aleph Tzimtzum Bet, and from Tabu and below, the first Rosh called Keter, the second Rosh called Abba Ve'ima, and their goof called Zon. And in their Katnut, from Tabu to the Parsa, they expand. So then the Zivug isn't a Nikve Naim, the Rosh Desag, but from Peder Rosh Desag on Reshimo Dalet Gimel, and then the Gadlut of Olam HaNikudim, which that same light that comes gave Gadlut to Keter of Nikudim, and it became complete ten Sfirot, connected to the Achap, and along with Achap de Keter, they ascended to Keter, Galgalta Enayim Daba Ve'ima, and also received Gadlut of the first kind. Afterwards, there was Zivug and Abba Ve'ima themselves. They became big, and afterwards they gave Gadlut to Zon. That's how Olam HaNikudim expanded from Tabu to Siyum Raglin, meaning they expanded above the Parsa and below the Parsa. And when they started, when the light started passing through the Parsa, the force of Din wasn't corrected. There was Bchinat Dalet that wasn't corrected. That's why the lights that entered those desires of receiving in order to receive, they departed instantly. And what was left in the vessels were just small sparks of the lights that were revealed, even though there's the law of equivalence of form. That's why these vessels are called shattered, because they got a taste of what it is to receive. That is actually what we, I think, well, let's read. Where are we?
This is 96, but it's in the middle. Maybe we should go earlier.
Whatever you want.
Okay, we'll start from item 94. It turns out that when Abba Ve'ima received the new light of Absag, lowered the lower hay from the Nikve Enayim back to their peh, and raised their achap to them, the Zat too, which clothes these achap during the Katnut, now rose along with them to Abba Ve'ima. Thus the Zat became a single degree with Abba Ve'ima. This ascent of the Zat to Abba Ve'ima is called raising man. And when they are at the same degree as Abba Ve'ima, they receive the lights of Abba Ve'ima as well.
Questions. Without questions, I don't know what to say.
No,
only Tzvika. Again.
No.
What?
So he says, the Zatat clothed his Ahab during the Katnut, rose too with them, and became in the one degree with Abavima. It's not clear. Should I read it again?
What? 94. Okay.
94.
It turns out that when Abavima received the new light of Absag, that's the light that drops all the pasal downward. It gives force to a light that to the vessel that was small to be big, instead of only Gelgaltanaim, also Achap. They lowered the lower hay from the Nigbe Naim back to their peh, that's a sign of Gadlut, and raised their Achap to them, to that their degree. Now you can work with the Achap in order to bestow. That Zat, too, the Gelgaltanaim of Zon, that clothed these Achap during the Katnut, now rose with them to Abaveima. Gelgaltanaim of Zon. Thus, Zat became a single degree with Abaveima. That you don't understand?
No, how Zat became more in the single degree with Abaveima?
The lower one rises to the upper one and becomes like him. Very simple. They were together. They were together with Abaveima. And that's why.
Keter.
Abba Veima. Zon.
Keter Akshav.
Keter now starts filling its Achap with the light of Absag. Gives the force of the desire to Abba Veima to work with his Achap. They raise their Achap. This is Achap of Abba Veima. They raise them together. The Achap of Abba Veima shine because they're connected to Gelgaltanaim of Zon. This is Gelgaltanaim of Zon. This is Zon, this is Abba Ve'ima, and this is the Keter. So also Zon get Gadlut, and they also raise themselves, and then they all rise. In addition of light. Yeah.
Yeah, but where did they get the Gadlut from?
What's the difference between Gadlut and Katnut?
Nice.
So that's how you ask. Katnut means I don't have an ability, not the mind, not the feeling, but I become small because of the lack of forces. From lack of forces, that's why what I have is I become small to half of the degree, and then until half of the second degree, and until half of the third degree. This is how we use it. Each one uses it. His part. And in a different part, he doesn't use. Doesn't use. So he only has one part of what he can use. Only this part of the vessels. Which is called Galgalta Enayim. What are you asking about this?
A lot of questions. What does it mean, use or do not use?
Here, I have a desire to receive without a masach. only Tzimtzum Aleph.
And the red mark.
The red means I do have masach. There is a masach.
And below there's no masach.
Order to bestow. So when what I have a masach to bestow, I use it. What I don't. What's not clear? I come to a wedding. I know that I can only drink half a cup of whiskey. If I drink more than that, it'll be in order to receive, and I'll be gone.
That's the question. What limits me? What restricts me?
The masach limits me. What do you mean?
Well, I have to build a masach here, a screen. What's the difference between having and not having one?
I have to build in myself. Such a masach that separates between the vessels of reception and the vessels of bestowal. That it won't let me touch my vessels of reception. That I won't drink more than that cup, that half a cup. Yeah? That's how it is? Clear? Yeah.
But the drawing, that was my question.
I didn't pay attention, I'm also six though.
No.
Yeah?
מה זה אומר שהם מדרגה אחת?
What does it mean that they are one degree after the Yogalt Venem of Zon during Abavima? Rav.
אתה מבין ש...
You understand that. Look at the drawing. A chab of Keter and Galgalta Ve'enayim of Abba Ve'ima are together. Right there on the same level. You see that? What does it mean? The Galgalta Ve'enayim of Abba Ve'ima. It's Keter Chochma Bina. Chesed Gvura Tiferet. This is Galgalta. This is Enayim. Together, Galgalta Ve'enayim. What's here together with them?
Achab de Keter, ken?
Achab of Keter, right?
Achab de Keter. Mi ze Achab de Keter?
Achab of Keter. Who is Achab of Keter?
Ze shnei shlish tiferet.
It's two-thirds tiferet.
Netzach od yesod malchut.
Netzach od yesod malchut.
Yesh lecha kan sahakol, sahakol.
All together, you have 10 sfirot.
Galgalta Ve'enayim de Abba Ve'ima.
Galgalta Ve'enayim of Abba Ve'ima.
Ve'achab de Keter. Em yachat na'asu ke'esher sferot.
And Achab de Keter together become 10 sferot. They complete one another. There's a new partsuf here. There's a completely new part here that didn't exist before in creation. The lower one and the upper one become as one. Meaning the lower one, when it is in katnut, and the upper one that is in Katnut inside the lower one, they connect together. Galgalta Ve'enayim of Abba Ve'ima, look at the drawing. Galgalta Ve'enayim of Abba Ve'ima during the Katnut connect to Achab of Zon and the Keter, yeah? Yes or no? You say it as if you don't understand me. Yes or no?
I'm trying to stand how it continues.
I'm not asking about the next step. I'm asking yes or no about what I'm talking about.
It's not clear what it means during Katnut.
During the Katnut, meaning the Achap of Keter are fallen into Golgalta Veinayim of Abba Vehima.
So how do they connect there specifically?
According to equivalence of form.
Because the Achap are cancelled?
Yes. The Achap are cancelled like the Golgalta Veinayim of Abba Vehima. They're seemingly under the same influence as Abba Vehima. And then they connect. They connect into 10 Sefirot. Just understand what's going on here. They are building the new partsuf, a complex partsuf. It's made of two. It has Achap from the Keter and Golgalta Veinayim from Abba Vehima in a kind of an inverted way. Yeah? 10 Sefirot, new partsuf that didn't exist before. That did not exist before, and it is made of two. Of these 2 degrees, you get one. This will have many repercussions later on. This is called completion of the first kind. The lower one completes the upper one. Is this what you asked?
I don't understand why it can't. So what happens during the Gadlut? What?
During the Gadlut, this light, this red arrow that comes to the Achap of Keter, it radiates to Golgalta Veinayim of Abba Veima and connects them together with Achap of Keter, and they become one partsuf during the Gadlut. And if it goes further, then it shines through the Achap of Abba Veima to Golgalta Veinayim of Zon and connects them into one. And then from here, the light goes to Achap of Zon. And you get the shattering.
So what's the difference between Katnut and Gadlut?
More vessels are attached to it.
We said in Katnut and Gadlut and Naim, they're all correct, connected because they're supposedly bestowing to one another. So
in Katnut, the Achap is not active. There's not enough power to activate it. It's in a state where it is seemingly annulled.
So different. It's a different connection from Golgalta Veinayim and Achap?
In Gadlut, of course. In Gadlut, Golgalta Veinayim is vessels of bestowal, and Achap are vessels of reception.
So he writes that the Zat became 1 degree with Abba Veima. So he means the Achap of Abba Veima and not all of Abba Veima?
Yeah, of course it's with the Achap. Yeah, he's never in contact with the Golgalta Veinayim of the lower degree, only the Achap.
Ken.
Now, according to what you explained, Golgalta Veinayim of Zon are called Zat when they rise to Abba Veima. Why does he call them Zat?
Lower seven.
I don't understand. We said Golgalta Veinayim is the bestowing part of the Partsuf, and the lower are the vessels of reception.
Abba Veima is what? Rosh?
Yes.
Rosh is Keter Chochma Bina.
Yes.
Guf, what is Chesed Gvorah Tiferet Netzach Hod Yisod Malchut?
Yeah.
Zat, what are you asking?
So when Golgalta Veinayim of Zon ascend to Abba Veima, that's where they're called the lower seven. Towards the upper one.
Gam be'atzmam em Zat. Klapei Partzuf.
Vanti. Chshav al ma she'amart Rav.
Also to their self, there's Zat, according to the Partzuf. So Rav, when you said that they go below Tazon, what do you explain to Michael now? In Gadlut, when he asked you about the difference, so you said in Gadlut, Achap Abba Ve'ima, they descend to Gilgal Ta'anayim of Zon and bestow to them.
Through the Achap Abba Ve'ima, they shine to Gilgal Ta'anayim of Zon.
So Gilgal Ta'anayim of Zon, they participate in this process?
Of course. We'll learn about it more in what has to do with the shattering.
Achap of Abba Ve'ima. They will cause the shattering, right?
Yes. Yes.
So in that systematic way, what are those Achap?
I don't get you. It's Achap of Keter. Keter Chochma Bina. It's all the entire influence bestowal from the Creator, from above.
Thank you, Rav. The green part that is active that you drew, that there's a masach. You explained that there's a part without a masach that connects to a part with a masach, actually. Gilgal Ta'anayim and Achap, that of the upper one and lower one connect from the machak to a new partsuf.
Yes.
And in that partsuf, there's a part with a masach and a part without a masach.
Keep going. I don't know what.
There's the green area. What you separate.
Here you have the strength to work with the lights.
So in the new partsuf that combines Keter and Abba Ve'ima with the Achap of the Keter and Gilgal Ta'anayim of Abba Ve'ima, a new partsuf is created.
This one.
Yeah. So there's a partsuf that has a part with a masach and a part without a masach.
There's no such thing as without masach. It doesn't exist in spirituality without it.
The blue part, you said there's only Tzimtzum Aleph and there's no masach. You wrote below that pyramid there.
Without a screen, only first restriction.
There's a mixture between the blue and red that it happens without. I don't understand how it happens.
I don't understand. You have all sorts of desires in the Pratsuf, as long as they're not in order to receive. But in order to bestow, there are various degrees, various measures. Some of the vessels are using it as receive in order to bestow, some in bestow in order to bestow, and others are completely restricted. The important thing is to be in Kedusha, in holiness, meaning that's for myself. And beyond that, depends on the vessels. I have 10 desires. Depends on which desires I can be in an active action or not. If I cannot be active in any desire, it means that I'm in Aviyut of Shosh. If I have a little bit of activity, I can react and respond. It's Aviyut Aleph, first degree of coarseness. If I participate in practice in order to bestow, it's either Bet, Gimel, or Dalet.
So that new partsuf, another question. It's strange that the lower one becomes the upper part of the partsuf.
That from the lower one comes Gilgal Ta'anayim, from the upper one the Achap.
Right.
This is kind of this is how it gets completed. There's also some philosophy there. You're right.
What can
Why are you allowed to work in Gadlut below the Tabor suddenly?
How come it's permitted to work in Gadlut where?
Below the Tabor was never allowed.
And now you have a screen. The light of a psag is coming there. Why? Because the light of sag spreads out there, expands there, the light of chasadim. When you have the light of chasadim, it's the light of bestowal. So all the vessels in which the light of chasadim bestows to and sanctifies, they can receive the light.
Oh, psag is light of chasadim? I thought it's chokhmah.
Sag, the Kudot of Sag. They go down below the Tabu. That's the Lad of Chasadim. In the Lad of Chasadim, they feel Nehi of Galgalta. They receive the second restriction, which means you can use a part of them down to the Parsa in receiving of the lights. This is what the light of Absag adds. That's what Sag adds. All of the sanctity, what they brought, is from the Tabu to Parsa. That's the area where you can receive in order to bestow. Because the Lad of Chasadim expanded down there.
Okay, and now there's a Zivug on Reshimo Gimel Daled that causes
the shattering.
In the end, because it goes below the Parsa, but now below between the Parsa and the Tabu, there's like an activation of the Achap, and there's O Chochmah that until then it was prohibited. It's the first time.
There's the Lad of Chochmah, but still no vessels of reception. Keter, Abavim, those are Rashim. Heads, they work from below up. And Gogal Tevenheim of Zon also work from below up. Lad of Chasadim. And only in the Achap, the Lad of Chochmah expands in the vessels of reception. And there is the shattering.
There's a preparation for reception there.
Yeah, more.
So now the two parts of the Parzufim are in the same degree, the part of the Keter and the part of Abaveima. That's the reason right and left came?
No, left and right, we will learn about it. It has nothing to do with this. It influences the left and the right, but that's not the origin of the left and the right. That's it. Okay, if there are no questions, we'll continue. Oh, Moscow.
If I understand correctly, for me now, as long as a person doesn't have a masach, so it's a desire towards the group, and when we build the Galgal Tanaim, we'll already feel the Achap of the upper one, that before that you can't understand the Achap of the upper one?
We will talk about it. I don't want to confuse all of you. Don't take it into the relationship between us, in the group, in the world, Kli, how it's made. My group, a bigger vessel. Don't be confused about that.
Another question. In the new Partsuf that's combined from Galgal Ta'anayim of the lower one and the Chap of the upper one, where's the Keter, where's the Malchut, where's the Rosh?
You've got in this Partsuf, let's say, you have Keter, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet. From Abaveima, lower third of Tiferet, Netzachot, Yesod, Malchut. Of Keter, but you can say, well, Abaveima have a greater coarseness. How can they be? It's the upper part of the Partsuf, and here, the Keter is the lower part of the Partsuf. They complete one another, and that's how they do it. They can't work any other way. You cannot change it. You can say because they one clothes on the other, then what is called here Keter will be Chesed, and what was here Netzach will be Chochmah. No, there's no such thing. They connect in such a way. That's why it's called a completion. They complete one another. You can say, well, wait, but Keter is Keter. It's... No. As much as they complete one another, they become 10 Sefirot. This is through the upper light that shines in them. So it turns out that this structure, this structure, 10 Sefirot, they make up a new partsuf. It's not the same Galgalta Einayim as they had before and the Achap that was before, but that they complete one another as much as they can do for one another. And then you get 10 whole Sefirot, from 1 to 10.
Minsk.
Question about your drawing, that part that on the left, when you drew it and divided it with that green line, that the red is what we use, the blue is what we don't use, and you gave the example about the cup of whiskey and no more than that. The question is, where does this fulfillment even come to?
I didn't understand. Where does the fulfillment come to? The fulfillment is in the intention to bestow. The vessel is filled by his desire to bestow to the creator. The fulfillment is called Masach, a screen and a reflected light. You remember that? Also, you don't remember that? Is this the influence of the Congress? I thought only I was sick. In short, the fulfillment is called Masach and reflected light. The fulfillment in spirituality is bestowal, how much I can bestow to others. That's what fulfills me.
Can Mike?
About the new partsuf, you emphasize a few times that it's a new partsuf that is made from the achap of the upper one, Gargal Tanaim of the lower one. What's the role of this partsuf in the whole process? The new partsuf that was created, the blue one.
In the Ashlama Demin Alef, the first kind of completion.
Yeah.
For now, we just learn about the forms of Gadlut that could be. Later, we'll learn about it in the ascent from Bia to Atzilut. And there it is expressed correctly.
But in your explanation, you explain this is a new partsuf. It was created in such ways. And
because I wish to emphasize that the lower one can complete the upper one. And two parts can make up a new partsuf. That's something that did not exist before. Everything was kind of cut. But here, no, specifically because of second restriction, when the light comes, the new light can take these two parts and connect between them. What's the whole thing about? At the end of the creation, when we begin to feel the correction working, then these will be connected to those and those to these. Cubic and cubic, I don't know how to say it. They complete one another in all directions. Rubik's cube. I'm just saying that. Like apart from here and apart from there. But that gives you sort of a intermingling of all the patsufim. Okay, I see that you are.
Yeah.
בהמשך לשאלה של מינסק, במצב הקטנות,
in continuation to what Minsk said from the קטנות, is there a מסך and אור חוזר? Is there a מסך, but there could there be a מסך but no inner light? Because the question was, who's receiving? So the Galgalat Einayim are...
In Katnut, it's not called Kabbalah. There's no vessel of reception.
So we said there's a Chozer and a Masach, so should...
Only Nefesh Ruach, it's not enough to clothe the Lel of Chochmah.
So where is it felt, the Nefesh Ruach? It's only in Galgalat Einayim, it's the only thing that can encompass it?
Yes. Nefesh Ruach is a light that fills Galgalat Einayim.
Then it's not called vessels of reception. What holds the Nefesh Ruach?
Galgalat Einayim is also a vessel, it's also a desire. But later when there's a chap, you have additional lights.
But if there's no chap, so Nefesh Ruach is felt in Galgalat Einayim and doesn't go anywhere, it only remains there.
There's nowhere else to go.
רציתי לשאול רק, רגע, כן.
תודה רב. זאת דאבא ואימא.
זאת אבא ואימא actually raised גר. Raise man to gar of Abba Veima.
Zat
de Abba Veima. Malim man le gar de Abba Veima. Zeh mashu.
They raise man to gar of Abba Veima. That's what he writes in the end.
That's always like that. Raising of man is always from below. But what's the question?
What did they do so it'll happen to them? It seems that they're passive in the process.
What did the Katnut of Nekudim do in order to go to Gadlut? He didn't do anything. It's Roshimot Dalet Gimel from Nehi of Ak that came up to Rosh of Sag. They caused the Gadlut.
Can we take something from this to us? Because we're actually... Because our man is from our work. And here it's supposedly something that, I don't know, it seems a bit passive. Or I'm completely mistaken.
I don't understand your question.
It seems that Zat of Abba Veima didn't do anything for them to raise man. That's how it seems at least.
Here you get everything from above. You have two kinds of Rishimot. One Rishimo produces Katnut, the other produces Gadlut. There's nothing to think about. There's no raising of man yet.
Ahab the Keter.
The Achap of Keter, when he participates in this new Partsuf, at the same time, there's two Gulgalta, it turns out. Not of himself, and...
Also true.
At the same time?
It's something as two roles. Each Pratsuf has several roles at the same time. Other Pratsufim clothe it, it completes the other Pratsufim. There are many, many roles to each part.
The relation between Achab de Keter and Galgalat Einayim of itself compared to the lower one, is it different?
Of course. Of course it's different. There he has to complete another Partsuf, and here he completes his own Partsuf. The two different Zivug Deaka, different coupling of striking.
Can I ask a question about Europe?
Can.
So, tomorrow on On Thursday we will have a first meeting of European Forum that we established in the Congress, and we will discuss how to continue working in connection between us, how to strengthen TENS around morning lesson, and specifically how to participate in the preparation for Australasia Congress. So I have two questions. First of all, can you give us some general direction for our meeting regarding content or topics we should more specifically discuss? And second question is, how should we as European CLI participate and contribute to the preparation for the Australasian Congress?
אתם לא יכולים לתרום בלי שאתם תהיו מחוברים.
You can't contribute unless you are connected, on the one hand. On the other hand, it's possible that specifically by wanting to help Australasia, it will bring about your connection. So you should see. Where is it more beneficial for your connection? Either you connect to bestow to them, or you connect to them in order to cause or bring about our connection. That's how you should think about it. But first of all, you have to work on your connection. You are the main concern of the whole world. You hear? You are Europe that has to connect, feel itself working as one mechanism. This is the main concern of the whole world. You are. Australasia, okay. It's a one corner, but but you are the center of the world. That's why I'm asking for you to pay attention to yourself. And yeah, in your connection, you can bestow to Asia, of course. It is true. How to do it? How to do more of it? In Australasia, the person in charge is Shimon Kalman. So turn to him, talk to him. If needed, we'll gladly join this effort and more people from us. But most important, if taking care of them will help take care of you, that's the best possible result.
You always say that dissemination is the best way.
Yeah.
And yesterday we came back from the Congress, and now a big campaign in Israel starting of 19 branches of our campus. And yesterday people came to the telemarketing to make calls, to explain to those who are interested what the study is, how to come, how to sign up. And I have to say, I got more inspiration than ever. People from the Congress just went in there. So it's amazing. So whoever wants to come out of this state and go through it quickly is welcome to come and make personal conversations with beginners. There's nothing more.
Maybe better if I connect by myself and listen to what they're saying.
You can come every day, you can come in the evening. Well, especially in the evening, it's good. Whoever works during the day can come, and it just gives great energy.
Excellent. Let's finish with that. Go rest, go work. The main thing, catch yourself. Does it make me feel good when I think about the Creator? For now. Later, there will be other goals.
Evening lesson, you are welcome to watch a recorded lesson today at 5:30 on Sviva Tova. Good day. Course for the studying of the wisdom of Kabbalah throughout November. There'll be lectures, admission 30 shekel. You must sign up in advance. More details, call our toll-free number or on our website. Good day, everybody. And the lesson today will be live, not recorded, at 5:30.
יש תפילה של כוח שנוכל את הלב לפתוח עד שיקיץ האור וניתן לנפשנו דרור נמלא את כל הבורות שזה מכבר יבשו ממים ונצמח כמו אילן עם הברק חפץ להתקרב ובתוכו להפסל מישהו אחר יש תפילה של דמעות שפותחות שערי שמיים וקושרות הקצוות עוד מעט נלמד לחיות נעלה נעלה ביחד נעלה לקו הסיום נעלה ביחד נעלה